Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters,
keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. This morning we're going to hear from Premier Jason Kenney's press conference as he chatted about the reports from Washington coming in about the Keystone XL pipeline possible cancellation. Then we'll chat with Big Brothers Big Sisters about Mentoring Month.
We are deeply concerned with reports coming from Washington that President-elect Biden may abrogate the presidential permit for the Keystone XL border crossing later this week. That would be, in our view, a serious economic and strategic error that would set back Canada-U.S. relations with the United States' most important trading partner and strategic ally, Canada. By far, the largest exports of Canada to the United States are represented by Alberta crude oil exports. Canada, on an average year, exports some $100 billion worth of energy through primarily Alberta crude to the United States through border crossing pipelines every year. That helps to fuel the American economy. And Keystone XL simply represents expansion of that decades-old energy partnership and cooperation between our two countries. Keystone XL represents the opportunity to create over 40,000 jobs in the United States, to add over $3 billion to the gross domestic product, just in terms of its construction. But more importantly, represents energy security for a country in the United States that has sacrificed so much to maintain energy security as a key part of its strategic interests and its prosperity. Here's this very simple choice. Either the United States has access to environmentally responsible energy produced in a close democratic ally, or it becomes more dependent on foreign oil imports from Venezuela and other OPEC dictatorships in the future. Canada has made enormous progress in terms of improving the environmental performance of our energy production, reducing significantly the carbon intensity of a barrel of bitumen, for example, that is produced, to the point where heavy oil produced in this province has, on average, a lower carbon intensity than heavy oil produced elsewhere in North America and around the world. And Alberta and Canada are increasingly committed to doing better with huge investments in technology like carbon capture, utilization and storage, and other technologies to continue improving our environmental performance. But most importantly, this is, as I say, the largest, by far, the largest export product of Canada to the United States. And Canada is the United States' most important trading partner. The strategic relationship between these two countries is essential for both of them, for North America, and indeed for global peace and security. We cannot imagine a circumstance where the United States would effectively choose to benefit OPEC dictatorships that have spread conflict and undermine global security, rather than partnering with its close democratic ally, Canada. Now, the government of Canada has said that the top priority in the bilateral relationship is Keystone XL. And I understand that Prime Minister Trudeau expressed that to President-elect Biden on their call on November 9th of last year, in which the statement was issued indicating that they had agreed to engage on issues such as energy environment, including Keystone XL. It is our fervent hope that the incoming U.S. administration will keep that commitment to engage with the top ally of the United States with Canada. Because in the lead up to the in the lead up to the swearing in of the new president, understandably, the transition team has decided not to have formal communications with foreign governments, given events over recent years. But I believe that as the most important ally and trading partner of the United States, that the United States government owes Canada the respect to at least sit down with us and talk about this vital project in the broader context of our shared challenge in addressing climate change, continental energy security, and broader issues. Surely the relationship between Canada and the United States is worth at least having that discussion. Major U.S. unions are calling, I know, on President-elect Biden and his transition team to do just that, to keep the commitment with Prime Minister Trudeau to engage on these critically important issues and not rush to judgment. To sit down and review the many facts that have changed since Keystone XL was first proposed over a decade ago. The dramatically improved environmental performance here in Canada. The fact that TC Energy, the operator of the pipeline, has committed to net zero carbon emissions related to the operation of the pipeline. The contracting of large union contractors with the support of the largest private sector unions in the United States. The negotiation of an agreement with a consortium of both American and Canadian First Nations potentially to participate in an ownership stake in this project, and so much more. One of the reasons we are deeply concerned about this is that it would, if a presidential order is signed abrogating the border crossing permit, it would affect a pipeline that already crosses the border. I'm not sure that people involved in this decision in Washington are fully aware that the border crossing was a section of the pipeline was built last year as part of a construction efforts. If a precedent is created where the United States government can unilaterally stop border crossings of pipelines that are that already exist, then this could be applied to the many other pipelines that provide Canadian energy to U.S. consumers. We know that the same political forces trying to disrupt and stop the construction of Keystone XL are involved in trying to stop the expansion of Line 3, as well as Line 5 to the upper Midwest, and many other vital projects that that are the backbone of continental energy independence. And so if this precedent is allowed to go forward, I believe those same political forces will then seek to get a presidential order retroactively to remove the permission for border crossing of other critical energy infrastructure. And for Canadians here, we are talking about $100 billion in exports, more than twice as much the value of exports of Canadian automobiles and auto parts to the United States. So this is a matter that touches on Canada's vital economic interests, and I'm therefore confident that the government of Canada will reflect in the next couple of days the kind of priority it has placed on the construction of Keystone XL in saying that it is at the top of the bilateral agenda. All we ask at this point is that President-elect Biden show Canada the respect to actually sit down and hear our case about how we can be partners in prosperity, partners in combating climate change, partners in energy security.
Once again, that was Premier Jason Kenney talking about the Keystone XL pipeline at his press conference this morning. We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to be hearing from Darcy Campbell with Big Brothers Big Sisters about Mentoring Month.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. On the line, I have Darcy Campbell. She's the Community Engagement Coordinator with Big Brothers Big Sisters. Hi, Darcy.
Hi, Steph. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming on. And it's kind of a big month for you over at Big Brothers Big Sisters, as it's Mentoring Month.
Yeah, that's right. So for January, we are doing our annual Mentoring Month, which is an awareness campaign put on by Big Brothers Big Sisters agency across Canada. Our goal is to bring in awareness for our organization and recruit volunteers for different mentoring programs, such as our one-to-one mentoring, our in-school mentoring, full circle mentoring, corporate mentoring, Game On, Go Girls, and Crafty Kids.
Whoa, you guys have a lot going on. That is awesome. And I love that it's Mentoring Month right at the beginning of the year, because when I think of Big Brothers, Big Sisters, that's the main thing that comes to mind, is you're all about mentoring, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell me a bit about Big Brothers, Big Sisters. What do you guys get up to?
Yeah, so Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Wood Buffalo helps children reach their full potential through one-to-one and group mentoring. So since 1979, Big Brothers Big Sisters has been creating friendships in our region. Our agency serves children's ages 6 through 18, and research has shown that positive relationships between youth and their big brothers and sisters have a direct, measurable, and lasting impact on children's lives. We're a nonprofit charity and members in good standing with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Canada and Big Brothers Big Sisters International. Our vision is for all young people to realize their full potential, and our mission is to enable life-changing mentoring relationships to ignite the power and potential of young people in Wood Buffalo.
So thinking about here in Wood Buffalo of young people changing their lives and impacting them, how many mentors do you have and mentees right now?
So we currently have 20 matches for Big Brothers and Big Sisters, and we have 12 kids on our wait list. So we're really hoping that through our Mentoring Month, we recruit some new mentors for these kids who've been waiting. And that is our main goal for Mentoring Month.
So what does it entail to become a mentor? What are your duties as a mentor?
Yeah, so to be a mentor, we're really just looking for someone who is willing to show up and be consistent and build a relationship with youth in the community. So depending which program you were mentoring for example, our community-based program, we're just looking for people who want to spend time with a youth. So you would just be out in the community, you would do activities with your little, you would just have fun and connect. And it really doesn't take any experience. It's just a matter of being consistent and showing up.
So I'm thinking about COVID right now and being out in the community. Do you have safeguards in place for the way the restrictions are going with the public health?
Yes, definitely. So currently with the restrictions, our one-to-one matches are meeting virtually. So we have different ideas for what the bigs and littles are able to do together. So we do follow Alberta health restrictions. Once the restrictions are lifted, we will continue to follow guidelines and people will be able to start meeting again.
Great. So let's talk about, you said there was the community mentoring program, but you also have other programs that are going on at Big Brothers Big Sisters for mentoring, right?
Yeah, that's right. So we have our one-to-one mentoring, which essentially is a Big Brothers Big Sisters mentoring program, providing youth with a role model to build relationships through regular outings, common interests. The match is supported by our experienced caseworkers and often results in life-changing experiences for both the mentor and the mentee. Often we hear that the mentor gets just as much out of our matches as the mentee, so it's very fulfilling. Next, we have our in-school mentoring, which is essentially providing youth with a role model and a friend to talk to and share the experiences of growing up with within school grounds. So obviously that looks a little bit different these days. Our matches are like still working on getting in the schools. The Full Circle program is an Indigenous-based after-school group program where the children learn about Indigenous cultures through storytelling activities, crafts, groups discussions, that sort of thing on school grounds. Okay. We are currently doing those programs virtually. We have corporate mentoring. The corporate mentoring is a program providing Indigenous youth living in rural reservations the opportunity to be more mentored by corporate employees. The program focuses on career and life skills, opening the world view to many possibilities. Next, we had the Game On mentoring program. Game On is a group mentoring program for providing boys and young men with information and support to make informed choices about a range of healthy lifestyle practices, such as physical activities, healthy eating support, communication, emotional health, that sort of thing. We also have a very similar program for the girls called Cool Girls Mentoring. Next, we have the Crafty Kids Mentoring, which is also being offered virtually. The Crafty Kids is a group mentoring program for both boys and girls that focuses on building positive relationships while participating in different group organized crafts.
Awesome. Sounds like there's a lot going on over there.
There sure is.
So you did say at the beginning of your list there about the community one that most of the time the mentee says that their life has been changed, but also the mentor. Do you have any like little anecdote that comes to mind about a life change because of the program?
Yeah, so we hear all the time, often like our mentors who come in have also been mentored themselves as kids, and they tell us stories about the lifelong connections that they built with their mentors. And that's really important for us. It's what we're doing, right? It's the whole idea of what mentoring is it lasts a lifetime and it sticks with those mentees for their entire lives.
That is really cool. And it's about that time for us to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters. But when we come back, we'll be continuing our conversation with Darcy Campbell, the Community Engagement Coordinator with Big Brothers Big Sisters, talking about Mentoring Month.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. If you're just tuning in, on the line we have Darcy Campbell, the Community Engagement Coordinator with Big Brothers Big Sisters, and we're chatting about Mentoring Month. Now, Darcy, I know you had said before there were 12 kids on the waiting list.
We had 12 kids on the waiting list right now, so we're always looking for Big Brothers and Big Sisters especially. And then we do have volunteer opportunities for our group programming as well. So we are always looking for those people that are willing to wanting to get involved and to provide that mentorship for one of the 12 kids that are currently waiting. It can be a long wait sometimes. So we really are encouraging, with it being Mentoring Month, et cetera, for people to get involved. Now's the time to do it.
And if somebody was listening right now and they're like, you know what, I've got an hour a week or a little bit of time to invest in someone, how would they go about getting involved and signing up?
Yeah, so you can check us out on Facebook. You can apply to be a volunteer on Wood Buffalo Volunteers webpage, or you can check us out on our website at woodbuffalo.bigbrothersbigsisters.ca.
So if they go and check you out, what's the process going to be like? Do they have to do a police check? Do they have to get references?
Yeah, so we have a multi-step program for enrolling our volunteers. So the first step would be to submit an application. And again, you can do that on you can submit an inquiry on our website. This next step would be to schedule an enrollment meeting with our mentoring coordinator. She'll ask you a few questions. From there, you'll be asked to submit a clear criminal record check, and as well as a driver's abstract. Then the next step would be to complete a reference check, and you would again just speak with the mentoring coordinator, and she'll let you know from there what the next steps are.
Awesome. And what are some ideas right now? I know you said that you had kind of a list of things that people can do if they're wanting to get together with a mentee, even virtually. What are some of the things you recommend they do while they're hanging out with their mentee?
Yeah, so right now we are always looking for new ways that people can connect virtually. One of the things that we obviously is a staple is just communicating over the phone, FaceTime, different games that are able to be played virtually that we always recommend. It's a lot of fun for everyone to participate in.
So when this COVID thing is over and we've all gotten vaccinated and we're able to go out and live a normal life again, what do mentors and mentees do on a normal day?
Yeah, on a normal day, we encourage our mentees and mentors to spend time together. So that can look like a lot of different things, whether it's going bowling, going to a movie, just hanging out outside, maybe going for a walk. The opportunities are endless. The possibilities are endless. There's so many options, and it's a lot of fun. It can be, you know, reading together or having a coffee together. There's so many options.
And so with January being Mentoring Month, can you tell me a bit about how Big Brothers Big Sisters is celebrating and how you're working on recruiting more people?
Mm-hmm. So our social media is very active throughout Mentoring Month. One of the key dates we have coming up on January 29th is Thank Your Mentor Day. We actually, it's where we ask all of the mentees to make a call out to their mentors to say thank you. So we actually have a giveaway in store. So for someone who tags our Facebook page and their mentor to say thank you, we'll choose randomly from anyone who tags us in their post. Check out our Facebook page and stay tuned.
Awesome. This sounds like an awesome program. Say if someone is listening and they're like, man, I want my kid to get involved in this. I know you said there is a wait list, but how does somebody sign their child up to take part in the program?
Yep. So you can just get a hold of us. So whether that's through Facebook or, again, on our website at woodbuffalo.bigbrothersbigsisters.ca, there is a tab to enroll a young person, and you can just fill in their information, and that will be submitted directly to us. We will be in touch.
And one of the things I think American television likes us to believe is that a delinquent high schooler might get punished with community service and have to become a big brother or a big sister. That's not true, right?
No, not at all. It's all of our volunteers are voluntarily applying to do this, right? It's something that they are taking pride in and they really see a benefit from. It's people who are wanting to volunteer their time and connect with youth.
I think that might be all the time we have for today almost. Is there anything else you'd like to add or something we didn't get to touch on?
I just really want to reiterate that if you are looking to volunteer, like, we would really love to have you. Check out our website at woodbuffalo.bigbrothersbigsisters.ca. We're always recruiting volunteers, and like I said previously, we do have 12 kids on the wait list. So if you're at all interested, we'd love to hear from you.
Excellent. My guest this morning is Darcy Campbell, the Community Engagement Coordinator with Big Brothers Big Sisters. Darcy, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today, but make sure you tune in tomorrow for a fresh episode of Fort McMurray Matters. If you missed it or you want to hear more, you can head to our website, mix1037fm.com, and check out our daily podcast. I'm Steph Seidel, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.